Welcome to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with intuitive light worker, national speaker, metaphysical teacher, and best-selling author, Lisa Kessler. What is it you want to manifest? Are you looking to increase your income, change careers? Maybe you want to manifest a new home or a new car. Are you ready to bring love into your life? You have come to the right place.
Hello, I'm so glad you're here today. I know that usually I have on some of my clients who are part of my mastermind group, but I also do one-on-one coaching, and I have a client, Stephanie, who has done amazing things with really carving out the life of her dreams. And I was so excited when she agreed to come on the podcast and talk about it, because I think it's really going to inspire you that anything is possible.
Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for agreeing to talk to me today.
No problem.
It's great to see you. So we have worked together in the Metaphysical Manifesting Mentorship, where we work one-on-one. And so I was really excited that you wanted to talk about it, because I was really excited about your journey, which actually started even before we started working together. Do you want to tell everybody where you were before?
Well, you know, I was thinking not too long ago, you know, because I followed you with your writer, your book. And it popped up about your metaphysical meetup. And I was like, oh, well, this is cool. So I signed up for it. And so when you did your Tuesday and your Thursdays videos, and I tell you what, I sat there and I would, you know, take notes and stuff. And I would, you know, and I still have my little notebooks with all the notes that.
Oh, I love that.
And you were the first one. And I kind of dabbled with Oracle cards online and through somebody else. And so I never knew what Oracle cards or what tarot cards to pick. Because I would go to the bookstore, and it was just too intimidating.
Right.
So oh yeah. And so I started with the Oracle cards with the unicorn ones that you suggested. Mm-hmm. So you did one on Oracle and tarot cards on, I think, your Thursday night one. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to try the unicorn ones, and boom, I have all these tarot and Oracle decks now.
It is addicting to collect them all.
Yes. But it started out with just your online Facebook classes that you would do. And I can't remember. Did we do a Q&A first, or did we do the year reading first? I can't remember.
I think we did the year ahead reading. Yeah. Yes. And then we started working together. But before that, you were in a job that you were unhappy in, and you worked so hard. You did a million interviews, but tell everybody what you're doing now.
So I was at this job that was just draining, and it took me away from life. And I was really wanting to find something where I could work from home. And I had been trying off and on for the last 5 or 6 years. And I've done several of your metaphysical manifesting classes, and journaling, and doing the suggestions, and having fun doing the things. That's the key thing, having fun doing it. And
keeping your vibration up makes all the difference. And it keeps you from giving up.
Yes. I cannot tell you, through your teaching and sharing what you do with how you get connected with spirit, source, everybody has a different name.
Right.
And teaching us the metaphysical tools with manifesting and the journaling and different ways to journaling. And I didn't give up. And how you kind of taught us how to say it in a certain way that it doesn't block.
Mm-hmm. And for my highest good.
Yes, for my highest good. Or better.
Or better. This or better.
Yes. And, you know, and I have a little journal where I will write down some goals that I hope to accomplish someday. And some of them I have accomplished. Anyway, so it's been about this time this year when I started deciding to change how to get that flow going. So taking your classes, doing the work, and that it takes work. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and learning how to retrain how you say things to yourself, mm-hmm. and not giving up and going, okay, that just wasn't that wasn't the, you know, that wasn't meant
the right one. Yeah. We know, I think that when that sometimes people don't know, you know, what does coaching do? Yeah. But I feel like a lot of it is that we know what we want, but it's so easy to get discouraged because mm-hmm. it takes so long. But
absolutely.
if you can wrap your brain around that, I only need one yes. So uh-huh. thank goodness this one got out of the way. And, oh, I thought that one was for me, but I guess not. Something better is coming. Then it's not devastating at all.
Right.
To keep going, to keep manifesting, because you know that the right one is coming for my highest good. Mm-hmm. You just have to, you know, get there. And I think that's what, you know, coaching can really help with, because
oh, yeah.
it keeps you from giving up. If nothing else, you know, you have another appointment next month. So.
Well, and it done. And there's tools that can be taught that you didn't know that were out mm-hmm. there, you know.
Right.
So in one of your classes, I think that you were talking about just, or maybe it was one of the page cards mm-hmm. from the tarot deck, when you were teaching about the different page and how to raise your vibration with the page
right.
cards. And so one of them, I decided it was like what you used to love to do when you were younger. And I loved learning how to speak French. I took 3 years of French in high school. So mm-hmm. I thought, you know, there's these apps. I'm going to get on an app and practice relearning French. And a lot of it I still remembered, which was nice. And then I decided, okay, well, I'm just going to go ahead and... because at the place that I worked at, I didn't have to have insurance for my job.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, I'll get insurance to be in private practice. So I got that, and I'm practicing mm-hmm. French. And I get an interview with a company that would be at home. And when they offered me the job, I didn't realize that it was based in the in Canada, the French speaking.
Oh, Quebec.
Quebec. Uh-huh. I didn't realize that that was their main office. So when I got their first email, half of it's in English and half of it's in French.
Oh my gosh, I love that. So the universe was setting you up for this job
yeah.
and you didn't even know it.
Yes. But how fun to do, fun out, kind of do something outside of yourself that would be fun. You don't exactly know why you're doing it. Do it anyway.
Do it anyway. Yes. And you know, I was just talking in the Metaphysical Meetup Facebook group yesterday about intuition and trusting it. And
yeah.
when an idea out of left field pops into your head, 90% of the time it's the universe going, okay, here you go. And your intuition gets it. And then your rational mind goes, well, you don't have time for that. Why are you doing
right.
that? So I love that you just trusted it and you went, you know, I'm going to brush up my French. And mm-hmm. What popped in my head when you were saying that is, oh, how long until you go to France? I bet you're going.
Well,
to France.
I'm still practicing my French. I did. I got a different app. It's not like grade school stuff. It's more of how to learn how to really speak French, conversation French, if you were in going to France.
Right.
So
you are preparing.
Yeah. And I happened to look up the catacombs in Paris. So,
oh, that would be so cool. Oh
yeah.
my gosh.
And yeah. That's the other thing that I've been doing too, is I have fun going on those solo trips where mm-hmm. you go in as a group, and been looking at their packages and everything. And so I'm having these mental vacations if I have downtime during my workday.
Oh, fun.
And so I've been looking and exploring at these different groups that go to either Paris. I still want to go to Scotland. That's why I keep popping up Scottish stuff, by the way, because I'm trying to manifest that.
There you go.
And I've been watching YouTube videos of these people that give you good tips of how to travel to and enjoy Scotland on a budget and enjoy Paris on a budget, and to go to these places instead of the typical touristy places. So yeah, I'm still working on it.
I'm having time to get that passport.
Yeah. And that's the other thing I've been looking at.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, this kind of dovetails into that when we were doing the mentorship, the one-on-one meetings, mm-hmm. what do you think was your biggest takeaway from those? What was your big aha moment?
Oh, well, you taught me how to journal better, I think. And I think that really helped. I love the brainstorming list. That was probably my, because it helped me to kind of just let it go and just think whatever.
Yes.
And out of that came better ideas than me thinking it has to be this way.
Exactly.
And
you did such a good job at that, because then we sorted it out by the things uh-huh. that needed to happen first. And by the end, you ended up with your new counseling website.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That was amazing. And you did it in 3 months. That's amazing. Yep. So very cool.
But the job that I have now, I work from home, and it's kind of helps me to prepare, I think, for the next step. And I know we kind of talked about that. I think it helps me to prepare for the next step of doing it on my own.
Right. You know? Of being like an entrepreneur.
Yes. And it's just been, and I smile, I create more, I'm able to exercise. I take my time to do my meditation and journaling in the morning, you know, and I'm able to eat healthier because I'm at home and I'm able to fix my meals and stuff at home and not, you know, run and grab something.
Right.
And drink lots of water now. Well, I always drink more water, I guess. But it's just, and just, I'm more me now.
And you look so much better. You were, when we started, you were so stressed and you just, everything was, I felt like everything was weighing you down. Everything was crushing you, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now you're not only smiley, but I see you posting art. You're making all kinds of art. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like you did kind of reclaim you.
Yes. I'm still reclaiming me, but you know, it's a journey.
We're
you
all know. A work in progress.
Oh yes. Yeah. We'll never get it all done, but,
no.
But I'm having fun doing it now.
Yay. Oh, that makes me so happy. Yay. What would you tell other people who were thinking about, getting a manifesting coach? What would you tell them?
Go for it. It's different than counseling.
Mm-hmm.
I think with coaching, it helps you to think outside of the box that you didn't think about.
Right.
And to, you have that person to cheer you on and you have that little safety of that person being your support. They have your back and they're telling you, you can do this,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
sometimes you need somebody else to believe in you to get that negative self-talk to shut up.
Oh, absolutely.
You can go, but she said I can do it.
Exactly.
And it doesn't hurt to have that tiny bit of peer pressure of, oh God, I have another I need to get these things done on my list.
Accountability, having that accountability and going, okay, this person believes in me, and I need to make sure that I'm doing what I'm doing so that it matches up.
Exactly, exactly. Because again, when negative self-talk comes up, it always tells us that we're not worth it. We're lazy. We don't get things done.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So sometimes it's easier to shut that down if you're going, well, I got to do it so that I can tell Lisa, so that Lisa will be happy because I got all my things done. And then you can shut it down and get your things done, you know? So whatever it takes to make it happen is a win.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I, you know, and I love the fact that, you know, it's not just, you know, solely that one meeting, you know, it's, you know, it's we can reach out to you. Mm-hmm. We can reach out to you. The fact that, you know, you have the extras with the Tuesday tarot and well, and I always watch Monday morning, your tarot reading on YouTube.
Yes.
So
I have sorry that this week was the tower. I'm like, dang it.
Well, last week I kept pulling the Eight of Pentacles.
Oh, and that's your mantra for the year too. Universe is the allowed.
Yeah. Well, I pulled it Monday morning. I watched last week and I watched your video and I was like, huh, well, that's interesting. And and it's my mantra for the year. So
Yeah. The universe wants you to keep going because you're almost there. That cycle all the way to 10.
That is true. That is true. And I keep working. I keep working and I keep, you know, I keep doing what I need to do. And, you know, and again, I think when you have different ways to support us, it's been very helpful. And it's, you know, and it's, and I like it. And I love the metaphysical tools that you've taught. That brings it to a whole new level. And I think it kind of breaks through some of those barriers that we've all, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And I really think that when you can have a better connection with your spiritual team and with the universe, and you realize you're part of something bigger, you can make it become a journey instead of how come I don't have it yet?
Right.
Because life is meant to be a journey. It's not a, you know, check everything off your list, because otherwise we wouldn't get these curves that get thrown at us, you know?
Right.
So, but if you have the support of your spiritual team, your guides, your coach, whatever, you can have a lot more fun going through the journey, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, and yeah, there's been ups and downs, but again, I think, you know, and again, keep not giving up. You know, I think that's another key, is not giving up. And I mean, we're all going to have our ups and downs. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
And the fact that, you know, that you've been transparent in that with your struggles.
Yes, I'm definitely a work in progress. But I think that it's important to know that, because we live in a social media world and we live in, you know, Instagram filters, and it's really easy to feel like, oh God, I'm the only one who's messing up. Oh God, I'm the only one having an anxiety attack. And that is not true. Everyone does. And I think that it doesn't have anything to do with how enlightened or smart or whatever that you are. It's that how can we recognize when we are having a joy-filled day if we never have a day that's full of tears? You know, you have to have a balance. Otherwise, how do you even know you're having a great life, right? So, so it's totally normal to have days that are a struggle. And I know that because of our social media lifestyle, nobody wants to be the downer, so no one talks about it. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, you need to set yourself up for success and have a safety net. And and I'm so honored that I got to help you on part of your journey, because you have had such a beautiful transformation. I'm so happy for you.
And with that right there helps me to realize how much work I have done. And how much I find, you know, and that's the important part of it too, is, you know,
that's true. Cause we don't notice, cause we're living.
Yeah. I'm living it, and I'm like, huh? Yeah, you're right. I have done, you know, I did.
Yeah. You know, I am a rock star. What?
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to do this. And
no
I really am so excited. And I can't wait to see what your next step on your journey is, because I know the big dream, and I just know it's going to happen for you. So I can't
wait. Thank you. And thank you for working with me too, by the way. I've really enjoyed our time that we've been working
thank
together.
You. Me too. And I'm looking forward to more. So thanks again. I'll talk to you soon, Stephanie.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you're inspired to go after those big dreams. Sometimes they take a while, but don't give up. That's the only thing that can stop you from having it. Down below in the show notes, you'll find a link for a free Q&A session with me if you would like extra support to get there to your dreams. I would love to work with you. We can talk about what it is you're trying to manifest and see if there's any way I can help you. So I look forward to speaking with you.
Thanks for listening to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with Lisa Kessler. If you have questions or comments, or if you'd like to work with Lisa to manifest your dreams, you can connect with her through her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net. That's also where you can claim your free weekly tarot reading and manifesting tips. Make sure you subscribe or follow the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast on your favorite podcasting site so you never miss another episode. As Lisa likes to say, we can make magic when we bring the universe into the equation. Remember, you don't have to do it alone. If you'd like more information about Lisa, Metaphysical Manifestation Mentorship, or the Manifesting Magic Mastermind, visit her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net.